From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 20 years ago, on June 4th, 1989, Chinese tanks and soldiers crushed the dream of democracy in Tiananmen Square. Hundreds, perhaps thousands, of protesters died. The Tiananmen demonstrations had gone on for weeks, led first by students, joined by others. They were calling for many things: democratic reform, an end to government corruption, freedom of expression. We're going to hear now from one of the student leaders of those protests. Zhou Fengshuo was a physics student at Tsinghua University. He lives now in the U.S. He remembers the spring of 1989 as a time of exhilaration. He told me about the first time he spoke to the crowd of protesters in Tiananmen Square.
It was scary, but it's just such a thrill to be able to speak from your heart, you know, what you dream of all the time. And the moment I just finish it, I feel so happy. It's a different feeling that I never had before. For me, that's what I will always remember. It's, for most people, it's like a festival of freedom.
A festival of freedom.
Yes.
These protests in Tiananmen Square went on for weeks, 6-7 weeks.
Yes.
During these weeks, how did you think this would end?
We go through phases. You know, in the very early days, it was somehow depressing because we never imagined hunger strike would go so long. But then just huge support coming in. And then I realized this is such a people's protest, so many people participate, it's unimaginable that they would crack it down. At that time, we were really hopeful. But then the government declared martial law.
Martial law.
Yeah.
The night of June 3rd, 1989, yes, when the tanks came into Tiananmen Square.
Yes.
You were at your university, Tsinghua, and
yes,
you came back to Tiananmen Square.
Came back to Tiananmen Square.
What happened?
It was already tense around the Tiananmen Square. Soldiers were coming out. So I stayed there on Tiananmen Square until we were driven out of Tiananmen Square. I was among the last group of students who left. All night long, as night goes on, more and more gunshots.
This is on the streets around Tiananmen
Square, not in the square itself. Right, right. But I just couldn't believe it.
What did you see as you left Tiananmen Square?
You know, I saw fire smoking, and later I saw 40 bodies in the garage, so outside of hospital. I just couldn't bear to look more, because it's such a terrible thing. I mean, even just to recall, it's unbelievable. I just became numb.
Mr. Zhou, you ended up serving a year in prison,
yes,
without trial. You came to this country for business school. You're now a financial analyst here in San Francisco. Do you ever think back 20 years ago to Tiananmen and think, so many people died, so many young people's lives,
yes,
were cut short.
Yes.
This chapter has been pretty much erased from Chinese history books. It was a waste. What did it all stand for? Do you ever think that?
No, of course, I think nothing is as valuable as people's life. So that was a huge cost. But on the other hand, that was a moment that we did see some truth about Chinese people. They were freedom-loving people. And I think that's still alive in most people's mind. That's one reason why the current regime is so afraid, because they knew that if people see that, they might realize, well, it's not so terrible if we change it. That message still stands.
Zhou Fengshuo, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Zhou Fengshuo was one of the student leaders of the Tiananmen Square protests that were crushed 20 years ago today.